New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. We love to talk about beauty, and I am so excited to have my esthetician. Yeah, she's mine. I go and see her at a wonderful place, Medical Skin Boutique, the fabulous, drop-dead gorgeous Michelle Nunez. She's a master esthetician. She's been in the skincare industry for over 8 years, and she knows a lot about a lot of great stuff to help our skin glow. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So, Michelle, how long have I been seeing you? Like five years or something? I want you to tell everyone what my skin was like when I first came, and then what's it like now getting consistent facials every 6 weeks? Be honest.
I would say I've been working with your skin for about 5 years. And
yeah, wow. I think so.
I think when you first started, it was your pores were much larger than they are now. I would say that it was combination. We had to work on getting the balance there. And I definitely was starting to see some signs of aging. And compared to it now, I feel like you look 10 years younger. I feel like your pores are as minimal as they can be. You have the perfect balance. Your skin always looks dewy to me. And your fine lines and wrinkles, now that you're using great skincare line and getting your services, are at their minimum. Your skin is always glowing. Every time you come in, I always ask, have you had a facial between last time I saw you?
I would never cheat on you.
Your skin always looks great. Her skin's beautiful.
That's awesome. You're very kind. So what is it about a facial for people who don't know? Because I think people think you're just getting pampered, but it's much more than that. So kind of walk us through it.
Right. So a facial really is, we have three layers of skin, and the most important part of getting a facial is our first layer of skin is a continuous cycle of new skin cells growing and old ones flaking off naturally. But as we age, that flaking off naturally slows down and they stack up on top of each other. So our dead skin cells are just, you know, sitting on top of each other. And by getting a facial, estheticians professionally can get in there and get rid of that top layer of the dead, dehydrated skin and get deeper in than we could at home with our skincare line. So we're really helping to promote circulation, get rid of the dead skin cells, get beneath all of that dead, dehydrated, yucky skin, if you will, at an accelerated rate than you could at home. So it's also, you know, extremely relaxing, gives your skin a beautiful hydration and glow.
Yeah, it's true. So, go ahead, Andrea.
Michelle, does getting a facial regularly, actually, it's so funny. I was just having this conversation with my friend the other day, who's an esthetician, saying that we should go for facials all the time. So do facials help you grow collagen? Like, does it help to produce new collagen in the skin? Or is it strictly for like circulation and, you know, like you said, getting in deeper? But what are the anti-aging or healthy aging benefits?
So by coming in for your regular skincare routine, like I was saying, we can get deeper into the skin, which allows product penetration. And it does help to sort of activate and wake up our collagen and elastin. So that's what we need for our fine lines and wrinkles and to plump up the skin.
So it does help to, okay, for the collagen.
Yes, it does. Yes.
All right. Now, Michelle, there's so many new things out there. There's multiple laser modalities, IPL, lead photolight therapy. What is IPL? Because you do that, right, at Medical Skin Boutique?
So IPL is one of my favorite treatments. It is a laser. It stands for intense pulse light. And typically you can get it done throughout the fall, winter, early spring. You just really want to avoid it in the summer because you don't want to be around the sun. So what it is using optical heat and light to go in and search for any pigment in your skin. So it helps to lighten your brown and red in your skin. So think age spots, from the sun damage, any red in the skin, from old acne staining, broken capillaries, telangiectasia. So what happens is it feels like a little warm snap of a rubber band, and it only takes around 20 to 30 minutes. It doesn't hurt, and it is going to help get your pigment lighter. So it could get a little bit darker before it gets lighter over about the course of 7 to 10 days. But I love doing it in combination with facials. So, you know, doing facials is so great for getting rid of that dead skin, like I was saying, and helping to give you the rejuvenation. But then you can bring in other modalities, such as IPL, to really cover all surfaces. So to get rid of that old pigment, the staining from acne, it does so many different things. I actually find
really
that it helps
cool.
a lot with acne as well. Yeah.
So Michelle, what would you as an esthetician, so, you know, some of the best ways, obviously getting facials, but what are some of the best ways for us to keep our skin looking younger? So for helping with those fine lines and wrinkles or the sagging skin, specifically around the neck and the jawline, what would you say would be the best modalities, best things to do on a regular basis so that it prevents further, you know, aging in that area?
Well, working in the med spa that I do, I also love the injections. So I truly do believe in Botox and filler to help with that. There's Ultherapy, which uses ultrasound. And in combination, also by using good skincare products with your anti-aging ingredients. So think peptides for strengthening your elasticity, hyaluronic acid for plumping and hydration, your antioxidants to protect your skin. So it's a combination, and that's why when I see my clients, I love to say, we aren't going to know what we're going to do that day until I see you, talk to you about your skin, look at your skin, see what would be best for that day. It's not always the same facial or same skincare treatment every time I see them around every 4 to 6 weeks. It's, you know, continuously changing because our skin always needs to be revamped. It can't just have the same products or same services. Time after time, we have to continuously change as our seasons do, as our age does. So I believe it's about, you know, all different treatments from microdermabrasion to lasers to injections to great skincare lines. It's the whole package.
Yeah, you know, Michelle, I'm glad that you mentioned, I want to ask about Ultherapy, but before I do, I just want to say I'm glad you mentioned that the fillers and the Botox, because I think there's a point where when you reach a certain age and you have sagging, nothing is going to fix sagging skin. I mean, unless you get fillers or Botox or a facelift, it's just when I see things that show these before and after where the skin is actually changed, it's not real. I mean, I've spoken to plastic surgeons.
Right.
I've, you know, so that's why I think it's so great. But at the same time, what you're talking about is using a combination of modalities. So, by the way, what is Ultherapy? And am I saying it correctly?
Ultherapy.
It's Ultherapy.
Ultherapy. Yeah.
So, yes, Ultherapy is a service that you can get. Actually, Christy Brinkley is now the spokeswoman for it, and it's using ultrasound. So it's going to, so it's going to the depths of where a surgeon could go, where they're doing a facelift. So it's the non-invasive version of getting one. And it's something where you would get 1 to 2 a year and you would continue to do it yearly for maintenance. And it's using ultrasound. So you do feel it takes about 2 hours. You can do it around your eyes, your lower face, the jowls, your neck, and your décolleté. So you could do all or any of the above. And it takes around 2 to 3 hours, depending upon the area. And what you would feel is heat and a little bit of zinging. So a little bit more intense, as I was describing the IPL with that warm snap of a rubber band. It's more of a continuous feeling of that with a warm, strong heat.
Clear and brilliant laser. That flipping hurt. But boy, for at least 6 months, I noticed a big difference, but now it kind of goes away. So I don't know if I do that again. But if I had like something big, I would do it.
The great thing about Ultherapy is it's the foundation of your skincare treatment. So once you work beneath the skin, it's all about lifting and tightening Ultherapy. So then you can continue on and get your skincare treatments, your other laser modalities, your injections, your skincare products. And the Clear and Brilliant, yes, I'm not sure if they do the same thing with Ultherapy. They do recommend for Ultherapy using a little bit of a Tylenol cocktail about an hour or two prior, or also some laughing gas is now very popular while you're getting it done.
Really?
Take a little bit of the bite out of it.
I've had I've had the microneedling done, something called Infinity, and it was 3 treatments. Oh my gosh, that hurt me. But, you know, I didn't notice a huge difference from it.
Microneedling. Did you get the numbing cream first?
I did do the numbing cream. It still really hurt me. I've just got very thin skin, it still really hurt me. But I didn't notice a huge difference. I mean, listen, when you get it done, it looks great, but I didn't notice a huge difference. So I don't know. That's why I would love to learn more about it.
So microneedling, also known as collagen induction therapy, is very popular for scarring, large pores, texture, and minimal fine lines and wrinkles. I would say it's really good for millennials, preventative, in their 30s, 40s. But if you're looking for longer lasting, better results, then I would think about something else. But microneedling is really nice because you can do it also for hair restoration. You can do it on your skin for your treatment for the minimal acne scarring, fine lines and wrinkles, textures. And it is something where you would want to do it in a set of three and then continue it yearly for maintenance.
You know what's interesting? I've been doing a lot of research about, and I was texting Lisa on the weekend, and there are so many of these like home kits for microneedling where you could do them, you know, by yourself or, you know, in your home, in your bathroom, which I found was interesting to help produce that collagen. They've also had those jade rollers people are using now to like help get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. So obviously, you know, a combination, because it can add up, and not everybody has, you know, a lot of budget to be able to spend thousands and really it could add up to thousands and thousands of dollars. It's expensive if you really want to keep it up. Yeah. So that's why, like, I guess, a friend of mine was telling me about vitamin A prescription cream. Talk to me a little bit about the vitamin A and, you know, is it safe? And they're saying that that's huge for anti-aging. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about that.
Right. You could get your prescription of vitamin A, which is your retinol, from your dermatologist. I would just be really careful with it. Introduce it slowly into your skincare line every, you know, few nights, at night only, very minimal. I wouldn't use it all over my entire face. I would use it on areas of concern, maybe your crow's feet, your number 11, or if you're struggling with acne, it's prescribed for that as well. So you could, you know, dab it on and then introduce it a little bit, you know, maybe more frequently every other night and to every night, but just be careful because again, it is the acidic form. So always wear your sunblock throughout the day to prevent any UV damage from it.
And when you get your vitamin A, what percent?
Yeah, it's usually around a 0.25. What's really great is, so a tretinoin is a very common prescription strength, 0.25. and over-the-counter.
Friend of mine just told me about vitamin A. She's like, that's your number one thing you should be using for anti-aging. I was like, didn't even know.
That's what we tell everyone.
If you have blonde eyelashes like me, it's a curse. And I got something called a lash lift, which is so crazy. It's a permanent. It took me back to the 80s of being in hair salons where people got permanent. It's permanent solution that they put on your eyelashes. And it lasts, 6 to 8 weeks? And then they tint your eyelashes.
Yes.
So it looks like I have mascara and my eyelashes that are blonde are super long. But without makeup, people are like, are you okay? You don't look well. I'm just kind of pale. But it's starting to wear off. But oh my gosh, it's probably one of my favorite things that I've done. I love it. At first, I thought it seemed crazy and dangerous. How do you put perm solution on your eyelashes? But you've done it for me 3 times, Michelle, and I absolutely love it. So lash lift, super fun.
I love it.
Oh, wow. Especially in the summer, like if you swim a lot and stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lash lifts are a great alternative to false lashes. You don't have the upkeep of coming in every 2 weeks for fills. It looks like you already have your makeup on. You don't have to worry about a thing. They're so popular around wedding season and during the summer. So many people get them.
Fun.
They love them. I even have male clients who love them.
Oh my God. I wish I could get my husband to do that.
Yes.
The last thing I wanted to bring up, which Andrea, you have to try, is the HydraFacial. We just have a few minutes left, Michelle. Tell us about the HydraFacial.
Okay.
It's so awesome.
The HydraFacial is the second most popular skincare treatment in the industry behind Botox, believe it or not. So one is done every 15 seconds in the world. It is amazing device that does your facial. So it has a vortex system on the tip. So it's meant to pull out all of your dirt, oil, makeup, impurities, and it has a fill tank in the back, so you can see everything floating around. It's so gratifying afterwards at the end. So what it's using is a cleanser with lactic algae glucosamine. It's using a superficial chemical peel with glycolic and salicylic to do your exfoliation. And then you're doing your, it's doing the extraction part with salicylic acid. So think instead of manual extraction, which some people find painful or uncomfortable, it's using this machine to do it. And it feels like a wet, suctiony vacuum. So very relaxing, does not hurt.
Yeah, it feels great.
I've had people fall asleep during it. And then at the end, we're infusing back into the skin with hyaluronic acid, antioxidants, peptides. Your skin is so clean and bright and glowing. Clients have literally driven to weddings after and gotten ready for the night. There's no downtime, and it's something you can do as often as every 4 weeks. It's a beautiful treat for yourself if you've never had it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm actually getting it because I'm going to be going to New York the week of February 4th to do some publicity
Good
for
stuff.
My book. So I'm getting one the week before
so
I can go and...
Yay!
You could be glowing.
Have my, yes, extra, extra glowy. Well, Michelle, tell us all the ways
yes.
we can find you on social media.
Well, so I am on Facebook at Michelle Nunez. There's aesthetics in parentheses at the end of my name. And I'm on Instagram at Michelle_esthetician, spelled with an A, esthetician with an A first. And I thank you guys so much for having me. It was so fun.
Big shout out to our sponsor, Herb Farm, who makes awesome herbs. I've had the chance to visit their farm. I was there in August. So awesome. Organic and beautiful. And their products are top notch, super A quality. So herbfarm.com. And if you want to learn more about them, and because of them, we can do our show, Lisa, right? Thank goodness for our amazing sponsors. So we ask you, please, to support them and to visit their websites and to look into their products. So it's herb-farm, and that's a PH, like pharmacy, but herbs, herb-pharm.com. So thank you, Herb Farm, for making it possible. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you for being on our show and for all the great information. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal One, and at Radio MD. Definitely follow us on Instagram. We are both very active on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.